I thought it was a good night of practice on Friday. Obviously, anytime you get to, you know, break up the monotony a little bit during camp, it's always fun. And, you know, the organization does a great job of hosting kind of a great event for the fans. So I think everybody enjoyed it on Friday. I think we got some good work done. And I think guys were excited to get back out on the practice field today.
How does it set you all back on getting that running game, the outside zone stuff in with two guys being down?
I mean, obviously, you like to have all your guys up every day, but, you know, that's kind of not the way it always shakes out. And there's certainly, you know, times during training camp where guys are going to miss some time and you have to adjust. But, you know, when one guy goes down, it gives other guys opportunities to fill in and get reps. And, you know, there's also chances for them to kind of, you know, look at that scheme from an outsider's perspective and see what it's like and stand next to, you know, Bobby Turner and kind of hear his input on the zone scheme. So I think it's, you know, you want them on the practice field, but, you know, it's part of the deal. Sometimes you get nicked up and you've got to adjust and adapt, and I think those guys have done a great job.
With what the offensive line is doing with the changes, do you think they're doing pretty well in the adjustment?
Yeah, I think our offensive line is doing a great job. Chris Morgan has come in and done a great job kind of teaching those guys the scheme. And, you know, I think our guys have adjusted to it really well. They're buying in. They're trying to do what the coaches are asking them to do. And you see daily improvement. And that's kind of the key. As we continue to move forward during training camp, we want to get better every day.
Is it bad having a couple that have been there already that know the system and know how to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you have guys come in that have played in this system before, guys like Chris and Tyler that have been in Kyle's system before. So they can really help out, you know, some of the other guys with their experience.
So how do you feel about your play here?
Yeah, I think it's been, you know, it's been good. I mean, obviously it's an adjustment anytime. You know, you have a new scheme coming in, new terminology. It takes time to learn it. But, you know, I feel really comfortable with it at this point. And I feel like we're only going to get better with it as we move towards the season.
Matt, what's your early assessment on red zone work and what you guys are doing and what's different maybe from what you've done in the past?
Yeah, obviously, you know, there's some different plays, some different scheme stuff, you know, and when you're facing our defense, it puts a lot of stress on you in the red area. They do a great job of kind of, you know, covering all spots of the field. So I think that practice work's going to be really good for us. I think we've been solid so far, but, you know, we got to keep improving there.
And it looks like guys like maybe Devontae in the red zone. Jacob Tammy, a new target. I mean, talk about that.
Yeah, some new players. You know, Devontae coming into his second year, I feel like his confidence is kind of through the roof, which is really good. You know, everybody has a learning curve their first year. And yeah, I feel like he's a lot more comfortable with everything that's asked of him this year. And so he'll be a big part of what we do. Mm-hmm. And Jacob's, you know, consummate professional, man. He comes in and he understands the game. He's been a highly successful player for a long time and has, you know, has picked up the offense really quick. And you know, you love having guys like that on your team.
Matt, what is the difference in the defensive intensity at practice when you go against them now, when you start to see them ramp it up a little bit more in reps?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I think their intensity has been right where you need it, you know, day in and day out. You know, they come to practice. They work really hard. They're flying around. They're being aggressive, and that's what you want to see.
What do y'all want to get done in the opener on Friday, since we probably won't talk to you before then?
Yeah. there you go. You got your answer, D-Led.
Don't give it to me. I'll just hold it until Thursday.
Yeah, no. You know, that's one of the things. Obviously, first preseason game in a new system, you know, you want to come out and you want to execute well. And you know, obviously you're not game planning or anything like that this time of the year, but you want to see guys run the system the way it's supposed to be run, right? And it's always great to test your rules kind of this time of the year to see how well you know it and to see where guys are at. So for us, if we can, you know, if we can execute our assignments and move the football a little bit, I think that'll be good.
Have all the new coaches kind of leaned on you a little bit for just giving your advice about what's happened here on players and some things? Have they had a lot of conversations with you about that?
Yeah, I think it's not just me. I think they've been, you know, there's been open lines of communication with our entire team. And, you know, Dan, it starts from the top. He's made a really conscious effort to get to know everybody, to try and, you know, find out, you know, what makes guys tick. And I think he's done a great job with that. And I've tried to help in any way that I can.